While councillors disagreed this week on the issue of where candidates can put election signs, Collingwood bylaws around the issue will stay status quo for now. During Monday's Strategic Initiative Standing Committee meeting, councillors considered changes to their bylaws regarding election signs ahead of this year's provincial and municipal elections. A report to the committee by staff recommended changing the existing bylaws to limit municipal election signs to private property only, and to remove the requirements of a deposit and identification stickers from the display of federal and provincial election signs. Council also discussed shortening the time frame in which signs can be posted around town to 30 days, from the current 60-day window. Mayor Brian Saunderson said election signs were an important part of the democratic process, especially in a COVID-19 year. Depending on where we are in the fall, door knocking might be an issue, said Saunderson. Collingwood has an incredibly active electorate. I think it's a part of our history. As part of the staff investigation on the issue, it was noted by Coordinator of Clerk Services Chris Sargent that staff consulted with several municipalities including Ottawa, London and municipalities within Simcoe and Grey counties. In Collingwood, currently election signs have been permitted on public property limited to the landscaped boulevard in front of property zoned as a commercial or industrial land use and on private property with consent from the property owner or tenant. In regards to federal or provincial elections, the report noted that neither Elections Canada nor Elections Ontario have any jurisdiction over the placement or display of election signs. The report stated that during the 2018 municipal elections there was general compliance with where election signs were permitted, with the exception of some signs being posted in front of municipal facilities. There were reports of signs being removed or relocated without the consent of the candidate. Not all election signs were removed or properly disposed of, with some still being found in roadside ditches during spring cleanup efforts. The staff report also addresses environmental concerns around election signs, as the corrugated plastic they are made of, mainly coroplast, is considered a single-use plastic. Coroplast signs are not currently accepted in the bi-weekly curbside recycling collection program. However, they can be dropped off for free at a Simcoe County waste facility for 2 weeks following the conclusion of an election, if separated from the wood or wire base and all nails are removed. To ensure candidates are making best efforts to ensure election signs are being recycled properly, the candidate should be held responsible for the collection of their signs following the election results and properly recycling them at one of Simcoe County's waste facilities, selecting an eco-friendly sign material that is of a biodegradable material, or keeping them for future elections, notes Sargent in his report. Coun. Steve Berman asked why the recommendation wasn't to ban election signs altogether. The biggest issue there is the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, said Clerk Sarah Almas. It has been challenged that if election signs are not permitted even on private property, we could be up for a potential challenge. Berman suggested shortening the window for how long signs could be out, from the current 60 days prior to the election to 30. As part of the report, staff said if council wished to continue to allow election signs to be placed on public property, they suggested it be limited to specific areas within the municipality, allowing one sign per candidate and registered third-party advertiser in each of the locations in order to reduce sign clutter. Had council been interested in that option, staff was recommending only allowing election signs at the intersections of Balsam Street, Mountain Road, First Street, Pretty River Parkway, Hume Street and Poplar Side Road, North Side only, Ontario Street. Coun. Marianne McLeod said she didn't see the recommendation as just being a few minor changes. I think this is a pretty major change. I'm a little concerned about having different rules for the federal, provincial elections versus the municipal election, said McLeod. I'm kind of torn on this one. I think that election signs are ugly, but I think it's about democracy and freedom of speech. Coun. Bob Madigan agreed with McLeod. I find it strange that potentially every one of us could be running again, but we're going to set limits on our potential competition, said Madigan. I don't feel right. Setting rules that could benefit incumbents. Coun. Yvonne Hamlin said she was also not in favor, although she said she appreciated the green benefits presented in the staff report. I think it's kind of fun to see all the signs around election time and creates a feeling of excitement, she said. Coun. Deb Doherty said she would be in favor of banning all election signs. If that's not feasible, to limit the number of signs overall would be next best in my view, she said. The committee voted unanimously in favor of receiving the report. The recommendation to change the existing bylaws to only allow the display of municipal election signs on private property was defeated by a vote of 3-5, with Cowan, Berman, Jeffrey and Hull voting in favor. The recommendation to keep the 60-day display rules for election signs was passed 7-1, with Berman opposed. The recommendation to remove the requirements of a deposit and identification stickers from the display of federal and provincial election signs was defeated by a vote of 4-4, with Saunderson, Madigan, Doherty and McLeod opposed.